What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to the Matt Ramage Show, presented by Quick Trip. All right, first of all, big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show. They're doing Packer points right now, through the whole season. Every dollar you spend at Quick Trip, that's a point. You can use those points to enter sweepstakes. They're giving away all types of stuff, truck, Packer memorabilia, bunch of good stuff. So be sure you're using the Quick Rewards app and paying attention because racking up the points, might as well use them. You know what I mean? But thanks for everyone for tuning in. We are live over here on Facebook, YouTube, I think Twitch. We're live in a few spots. Also going to be on a podcast. And starting next week, this Monday show that I do every Monday at 6:30, I think I'm going to make it turn it into a call-in show. So it's more interactive. But for today, you can hammer the comments. We'll go through it. And we're going to talk about this game. All right, talk about all the trash talk that was talked this whole offseason by the Bears fans and just by the media saying how good the Bears are going to be. The NFL Network, like every single person, at least on that pregame show, picked the Bears to win. Everyone picked the Bears to win. And then the Packers win. And then people are like, well, it was just the Bears. You know what I mean? And then we got, which is, I want to play this video because this is a hilarious video. I thought this was a new video, but it's not. I think this is earlier, whatever, in preseason, whenever it was. But Bear fans, this is your boy. Watch this right here.
I mean, man, like, just the way that they're just freaking obnoxious, just yelling and all that other stuff about things that don't even matter. Like, we're not even running a play, and you guys are talking about, boo, oh, yeah, go green. Like, what are we even talking about? Yeah, it hasn't even started yet. Like, what are we even talking about here? Like, you know, y'all... Half of them don't even know football. It's so weird to me. But I'm just ready to go back out there and play. And I want to go out there and I want to beat the hell out of them, you know, on their field. And I want to hear it. I want to hear the boos then, you know, that's what I look forward to. So.
That sounds similar to like when my son plays Madden. You know what I mean? I think it's hilarious. That is earlier than that wasn't like after the game. I thought it was when I first pulled that up and I posted it. But the Bears are in shambles. Everyone's in shambles. Like, even Packer fans. It's on to Atlanta. People do not want to give Jordan Love and this team any shine. That's all I've seen. It's the media. It's everyone. It's even some Packer fans were like, they're like, well, he didn't play that great, you know? He was 15 for 27, 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's a good game. That was Aaron Rodgers. Everyone was like, oh, that was so great. That was so great. But Jordan Love, for some reason, some people don't want to like give him his flowers, as they say. And Jordan Love did everything that he's supposed to do. Not just this game, but leading up. When he got drafted, he shut up. He didn't say nothing. He was a backup quarterback. Didn't say a word. Went through preseason, did all the stuff. Now it's his time to go. And, people need to fess up a little bit that Jordan, I mean, I'm not saying that he's that dude, like he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's always has done what he was supposed to do. And he's still doing what he's supposed to do. But let's get to some of these comments over here. Devontae Wyatt will be huge this year. Yeah, dude. He is a guy. Him and Quay Walker are guys that I'm stoked for. I think that they're going to be huge for this defense. Yeah. Mike says the Bears are just salty because they suck. Dude, it's just crazy because like all the talk, even like going up, like I spent last night just going back and looking at old comments from Bear fans on my Facebook and just responding to them. It's just so great because they were so confident that it's over. Everyone did. Even Justin Fields made a comment about it, saying that those days are done. Getting beat up by the Packers is done. It's our turn to beat them up. And it's not. It's really not. It's not your turn yet. Maybe it will be someday, but it's definitely not today. But like I say, because I got people jumping in the live right here, starting next week, we will do a call-in show. So starting next week, I don't know if it'll be a live call-ins or voicemail, but then I'll just play call-ins because I want to get like a reaction Monday. I don't know about overreaction because we'll see how this season goes. But I don't think you have to have overreaction if you're winning. You know what I mean? But yeah, but also tonight, I do want to talk a little bit about Monday Night Football. We got the Jets and the Bills. All right. A lot of Pack fans will be watching. I'm probably going to watch the Madden stream, or not the Madden stream, the Peyton, the Manning stream. Check that out. I probably won't go live at too much for Monday Night Football. I saw people who were asking me about it just because of Jets. Like, I'm not going to. I actually picked the Bills to win this game in the pick'em pool. And we'll see. I need, because in fantasy, I'm playing against Aaron Rodgers, and I got Diggs. But we'll see what happens. I'm up by like 10 right now. We're going to see what happens with that. But Wednesday will be the pick'em show. Tuesday, fantasy football. So it's going to be good. Dale said, Love did great, better than expectations by far in game one. Reed and Van Ness looked good too. Yeah, I think Reed just looks like a guy, even like on that punt return, how he turned that corner. I love to see that. And Van Ness was in there. Like, a lot of people were like salty about that pick. But Van Ness, he showed up like, he's not even going to be on the field. And like, dude, talk about Rashawn Gary. Every time he was on the field, you knew it. Like, Rashawn Gary is just a beast. And I also give a shout out to Preston Smith. I was just rewatching the game, and his motor was going. Like, he's chasing around Justin Fields, because people, I think people realize, but anyone who doesn't, like, Justin Fields is an absolute freak of an athlete. So those guys chase him around, and I think it's got to get to you. If you're chasing a quarterback around a lot and you just can't catch him because he's just so elusive, then, you know, makes you, I would think, you know, want to not give up, but, you know, not be, you know, that motor. But anyways. Shout out to those guys. The Bears will finish last again in the NFC North this season. I think so. And I've been saying through the whole offseason, they had the number one pick for a reason. I do have respect for Justin Fields, like, as an athlete. Like, dude, I couldn't imagine trying to. Like, you see that play with Jair's running straight at him, and like, he just did a little spin move and just ran away. Like, Justin Fields isn't easy to take down, but, you know, you get a lead on him. I think that's what you got to do, try to get him to start passing the ball, and then things change just a little bit. Says, we are looking great for what we have, and I'll always be rooting for my Packers. Everyone is vibing, and that's freaking great to see. All in, much love, Matt. I totally agree, dude. Like, people telling me, like, I shouldn't be talking about, like, I mean, I know it's like Facebook, so like, people comment dumb stuff, especially the more your page, like, that post gets seen, like, when posts get shared a lot more than the average one, then you get kind of gomers in there. People are like so mad, like, that I'm like positive about Jordan Love. Like, you don't know what he's going to be. Like, neither do you, bro. And now we have a little sample size, and all we can look at is what we saw from what he played against the Bears. And the Bears were the team that were on the schedule. So everyone's saying, well, it was just the Bears. Well, yeah, it was just the Bears, but they were on the schedule. It's a rivalry game. And don't people talking about just the Bears is just stupid to me. It wasn't just the Bears. It's a rival. This whole offseason, it's like a big thing. The Bears obviously wanted to win so bad because they wanted to turn the tides. Obviously, they want to win a game. They want to start 1-0, but they want to turn the tide. They don't want to be. The Packers are beating up on them. I forget how many of the Packers have won in a row. It's a ridiculous number. Preston Smith is 11-0 against the Bears. And obviously, I don't think that's all with Green Bay. He was with Washington. But yeah, so they were, you got the best. They had all offseason to prepare. Jordan Love, new quarterback, first game starting as a starter. And Don't tell me it was just the Bears. A lot of people picked the Bears to win. A lot of people hyping up Justin Fields. He's going to be MVP, all these things. Claypool, they're talking about. Like, he was quiet. You didn't really see too much of him. But, yeah, it's 9 in a row, okay? So the Packers have beat the Bears 9 times in a row. Like, you think that Bears team doesn't know that? Like, obviously, they know it. The whole I own you, Rodgers thing, everyone's talking about it. They're hyped. You see the players talking about it. Justin Fields talking about it. That defensive tackle I just showed that nobody really knew about before you said that was talking about it. But let's see if I can find if the Bears stacks are down here. I got this brought up, but I think I'm on the wrong team here. But yeah, Justin Fields was 24-37, 216 yards, a touchdown and an interception. For rushing, he had 9 carries, 59 yards, 6.6 yards average. I think that's good for Justin Fields. Like, Justin Fields can take a game away. We Packer fans have seen running quarterbacks just destroy a team. We've seen Colin Kaepernick, made him look like, you know, all-time Hall of Famer back in the day. But so, like, these running quarterbacks can, like, destroy you. So this defense held it in, you know. He got some stuff, like, because he's going to get his. But I think this Packers defense did great starting out week one. Russell says Jordan had a couple of bad balls, but overall played very well. Yeah, definitely wasn't perfect. But that's what I've been talking about through this offseason, is that Jordan Love is going to make mistakes. You just hope that those mistakes aren't catastrophic, like, you know, crazy interceptions, but I think he held it. He held it. He had a few rocket balls, as Mike Holmgren used to call them. But for receiving, you know, everyone was talking about Claypool. Did he even have? I don't think he had a reception. Is that accurate? Mooney had 4 catches, 53 yards. Cole Kmet, 5 catches, 44 yards. Herbert, 3 catches, 37 yards. And then you have, but the Bears did spread the ball around a lot because I think that they had to. And I thought that fight was awesome because I love this Packer Bear rivalry. So that fight that kind of broke out, I love it. I love all that. And I even love the players trashing the Packers. Like that, whatever his name, Jones, was saying that Packer fans don't know football. Maybe he's just watching my show. I don't know. Most of them do, I think. But I love it. I love this rivalry. I think it's great. I'm glad that the Packers won. I talked a lot of trash. I said that in a DM to Kenny Clark yesterday because I posted on my story and I tagged Kenny Clark and then he laughed or whatever. And I said, thanks for backing up all the trash talk I've been doing. Because that's what it is. The players are the ones on the field and then we're out here just running our mouth. And it's, you know, it's great for me because I don't have to go on the field. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting those checks, but I don't think I'd make it through a game. So I'll just talk trash and let the team back it up for me. You know what I mean? What's up, Matt? He said, Fields just dances around in the backfield and then ticks and runs or throws the 2-yard passes. Guy's overrated. He can't throw. I think he does struggle like throwing. Like he had some throws, but that's kind of what he does. If it breaks down, like he can get away. He just does like a little spin move. And he's just gone. So like, yeah, here we go. Luke Van Ness did not disappoint. Yeah, he like I was even surprised because like I forgot, like as I was watching the game, you know, I was live. I was like, is that Van Ness? Like I didn't even like realize like the number and all that. I had to take a second look. I love it because you got to just like I was saying on the stream, you have to like when you go to sack Justin Fields, you cannot be hesitant. You have to just go and just attack and hopefully he doesn't do some crazy spin move and juke you out. But you can't be hesitant and start dancing around with him because he will outdance you every single time. So you have to just come in like a rocket. Like Jair, he was running really fast like to get that sack. And then he kind of like, I think he tried to little dance a little bit and Justin Fields just was just gone after that. But it was good. Max said, you made it through a game. Just drink like normal, Matt. I'm not even drinking tonight, people. I think it's funny, though. Some people think I drink like every day. No, not today. What's up with AJ Dillon? It's only week one, but since people are unhappy with him, plenty of season left. Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of said it on my stream, too, but it seemed like AJ Dillon, he had some runs, but there was some. Maybe Aaron Jones hits the hole faster because it seems like they're bigger for him. But I love me some AJ Dillon, but yeah, I think that they're definitely different types of back. But yeah, there's a lot of season left. People who didn't like what they seen from him, we'll see what happens. John says Justin has a cannon of an arm, but yeah, but does he put it in the place that needs to be? And like, I'm not a Justin Fields hater at all. He's actually one of the quarterbacks I don't hate. He seems like a good dude. So like, I'm not on here like trashing him like personally, but I don't think that he's that great of a quarterback. And it's not even that he's that great of a quarterback. I don't think a Bears quarterback can be that great of a quarterback. I feel like the Bears throughout history just don't like know how to coach him up or whatever. Cause like you see these old Packers, even far back in the day, like they coached him up. They made him like Holmgren had to like figure it out and make him, cause he was just throwing the ball around. He was just running for his life. He wasn't. And the same thing with Rodgers. Like he was in a good situation in 3 years and all that. And then now Jordan Love, but it feels like the Bears just throw guys in there and like sink or swim. And I'm not sure that they're getting the best coaches. You know what I mean? There we go. You know, Ron says Fields has shown me nothing that shows he's a good quarterback. Yeah. He runs around a lot. You know what I mean? And, I mean, he's really good at that. So like, I'm not going to say like he's no good, but he's not. I wouldn't say he doesn't scare you because his running abilities should scare most defenses. But dude, I love it, dude. I absolutely love this game, how it went down. All the trash talk that led up to it. Bears fans, dude, they got quiet. You can't find them no more. Like there's a couple on my Facebook comments, but there's so many this whole week. It was so many. I was going through last night. I was drinking beer or whatever after the game, and I was just posting the same GIF over and over like that. You sure about that? You sure that was fun for me? That's how I spent that's how I spent my evening. You know what I mean? It was pretty awesome. But what do you guys think? Let's talk about this. The Monday Night Football, Jets and Bills. I don't know really enough about either of these teams. Obviously, I know that the Jets have a lot of Packer players. But I think that this game is going to be an absolute battle. It's a division game. The same kind of thing with, I wouldn't say Packers-Bears because the Bills are a very, very good football team. And the Jets, you know, they're hoping that they're going to be a very, very good football team. They brought a bunch of guys from the Packers over there. But I think that the Bills win it. I think that the Bills are going to be a very good team in the AFC this year. Plus, I have some of them on my fantasy team. But I don't care. Like, I'm not hating on Rodgers, but I think Rodgers can have a bad game. I think Rodgers will play well. Rodgers is a good quarterback. He's going to play well. He's got his friends over there. But But for everyone, my pick'em show, people who are still here, is Wednesday. I think that's going to be one of my favorite shows. Ryan Schlipp from Packernet Podcast is going to join me. We're going to pick the games. I'm going to have him talk about last week a little bit. We won't go too much into like this game, but I'll probably want to get Ryan's thoughts on it real quick as we like pick games, because I want to talk about on that show how bad my picks were last week. Like, I got a lot wrong. I sucked. And we'll go through like the top 10 people in the Pick'em League who are really killing it. And we'll do it every week. And then tomorrow is a fantasy football show. I think that's going to be, that's at 8:00. And I have a couple guys who are fantasy football, we'll call them experts. And it's going to be good. Oh, we got a Green Bay East game tonight. There we go. I haven't been to a Green Bay East game in a long time. Probably since high school. Phil says, when did Patrick Taylor jump over Wilson to play yesterday? I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. When did Patrick Taylor jump over Wilson? I'm not sure I get that. My brain isn't working right here. Get the next one. Glad Quay got himself a pick six. He had a few slip through his hand last year. Yeah, I'm pumped for Quay, because how last year when a lot of Packer fans are down on him because, you know, he made some mistakes last year, which obviously were. So this year I feel like Quay Walker is like redemption year, you know? Like, he wants to go out and just play football, do things the right way. It's cool to see him pop off right away, you know what I mean? It's awesome. Another one, I was running around the living room celebrating the win last night. Pulled a hammy. I'm questionable for next week. Going to be a day-to-day. I love that. Yeah, dude, it was pretty great. And I tried doing live last night, doing a call-in show. Didn't work out because, I don't know, maybe I drank too much. I didn't know what was going on. But that was awesome hearing the phone calls. They put Taylor on the 53 and held out Wilson is what he said. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's above my pay grade. Yeah. But Raymond says they put Taylor. Okay, that's the same one. All right, here we go. Enjoyed seeing the Vikings lose to Tampa this weekend. Picked that game as upset of the week. Yeah, I actually picked the Vikings to win that game. So I'm horrible at picks. I might just keep picking them, though, if they're going to keep losing. You know what I mean? I got you, Phil. I have a brain fart or something here. So starting next week, we will do this, but I think it'll be more fun to have voicemails and let people call in and get your thoughts. It's not just me rambling over here. But that is the plan. But everyone knows the Bears still suck. They're always going to suck. This is not ending. I say this is not a rental. It's not a lease. It's an ownership. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Packers own the Bears, and I absolutely love it. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm going to wrap this thing up, but be sure to, I got shows every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And this show next week, it'll be turned into a call-in show, so it's more about you people. And I want to say I really appreciate people who watched the live stream yesterday, people who are commenting on all my socials. It makes it a lot more fun than just talking to myself, you know what I mean? Go Pack, go. And the Bears still suck. And what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Peace out.